Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in as we discuss all things Eagles draft. We are just we got 8 days away here, Hugh Douglas.
Yes.
8 days from the first round of the NFL draft. We'll be doing a live show. Joining us then, as he joins us now, is going to be Elliott Shore Parks. He's sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. Elliott, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, Ellie, but before we get started, Ellie, we had a little bit of a problem on the show yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did we?
Yeah, and it has something to do with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I didn't have a problem, but my co-host,
they had a little bit of a problem with you, man.
So we about to put you on the stand.
I'm excited to get into it. Yeah. Right.
We about to put you on the stand, dog. Just letting you know.
Okay, all right.
All right, so Elliott, you tweeted out a couple days ago your scoop on Malachi Starks, right? That the Eagles...
Correct, yes.
They have interest.
They had him in... Well, no, the scoop was they used a top 30 visit on
and
him.
And you do think they'd have interest in him in the draft, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Oh, I know where this is going.
And when you tweeted it...
See, I just wanted to say before we get started, I didn't have a problem with it because I understand your position.
Yeah, exactly.
But you tweeted it.
Tweeted it during the day, right? You put it out there.
Yeah.
And you tagged WIP... And the afternoon show.
For obvious reasons.
Well, that's right, because they do the Eagles inside of the Eagles.
I didn't have a problem with that because I knew what you were doing.
I mean, you got to play the game.
Well, but I wouldn't have had a problem with it either, except you tweeted it during our show. We were live on the air, and you ignored the midday show with some scoop. Like, we could have talked about it.
So, I do think, actually, in retrospect, the best move for me would have been to call in and say I have breaking news.
That would have been the best move. That's what an insider of the year does.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's a good point. And look, I think this is good constructive criticism for next time.
Way to work the system.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. But I would also say, when you guys give me a trophy, I'll tag you in my tweet.
That's what I'm telling them again.
Yeah, like, if you want to...
You're on his side!
You got to know your brands, bud. You got to buy your way into those mentions.
Okay. Guilty! I mean, we supported you for Eagles inside of the year.
You did. You're right. Yeah. You guys have always had my back.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still have his back. I just thought it was... I didn't have it.
I think calling in might be my new thing.
Okay. That's fine. I don't want to go there, but if I mean, we do have a chance at a 4-hour propaganda scheme against someone next year if we need to go there.
I have to court all the voters, since Spike and Jack will never vote for me.
Well, that's exactly.
I got to court, real football guys at the station.
Hugh, you put him on the stand, and then all 5'9" of him walks in the studio
and you laugh
and looked at you and you crumbled.
No, I've been an advocate for Elliott since day one.
I like his bravado,
but I put him on the stand. I told him they would come.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I did tell you they'd come. After you.
No, I appreciate that.
It feels like you didn't take it seriously, though, like the pledge.
I like that Kyle says all 5'9 of me, as if Kyle's like 6'4 or something like that.
Well, I'm 6'.
He was saying he's taller than me, but
I don't think he comes across as taller.
What percentage of people that
are not how it works.
I think we're roughly the same size. If we were at a bar, no one would be like, there's the tall friend.
Yeah, okay. I feel
like both of those guys are average height.
Height is not subjective.
I think if both of us were in the same place, nobody would be like, Kyle is way taller than Elliott.
Well, no. But that's because it's not significant. But, like,
but it's significant to you.
Yeah, so Mr. 5'9 over here.
Well, like, hold on. Because I think it mattered in talking about how Hugh just was intimidated. By when
I
you walked
in. I was not intimidating.
First
of all.
You were supposed to be the muscle.
You acted like if I was 6 foot, he would be intimidated. But I think I could be 6'4", and there would be no problem.
But 5'9", hits different than 6 foot.
No, no. He gets squirrely when people stand up, and you stand up during our times when you're in the studio.
I was surprised. I mean, I know you guys do it for 4 hours every day, but when I sit, I feel like I can't do it as well.
I know. I like
it. Yeah, you're a stander.
I'm a stander. Yeah. Well, 5'9".
Doesn't 5'9 hit different than 6 foot?
Of course it does.
Thank you. I agree.
Well, that's the point.
But I agree. It sounds different.
I think you're asking the wrong people.
And like on a dating profile, I agree.
Women.
But like, yeah. To Hugh's point, if me and him both had dating profiles and he said he was 6 foot and I was 5'9", I think he would have a better shot.
Hold on.
But if we were in a bar, I don't think they'd be like, look at the tall guy.
Okay, well, there's dating profiles, but what about in an intimidation standpoint from like you're boxing somebody? The 6 foot guy has a significant advantage.
Well, I was going to say, I do take boxing classes.
But do you fight 6 footers?
Oh, heck, look at you.
Yeah, well, I'm not fighting yet.
Do you fight 6 footers, or would you?
Wait a minute, yet? Will you fight someone one day?
No, I mean,
don't say one day.
I mean, yeah. I was just saying, maybe if it's a very safe environment where
I keep calling him 5'9 with that aggressive tone, then he's going to come back.
I'm just saying, we're selling tickets to BG Live. If you get in a boxing ring, we could sell tickets to that.
Yeah, I think that would do well.
I mean, people would show up to that.
The tickets would fly off the shelves.
I didn't realize how much footwork is part of boxing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I figured it would just be like, who can hit hard?
Because you got to follow through.
Muhammad Ali?
Yeah. But it's a whole body, because when you throw a punch, you throw it from your legs. I mean, you know it's the arm, but you throw it from your legs.
Yeah. I would say... not intimidating when I do the Ali shuffle is what they call it in class. It doesn't come across as intimidating.
The Elliot shuffle?
I'm shocked.
Yeah, it looks like just kind of like prancing
shuffle.
Around.
The
yeah.
Shore Park shuffle could really get some run. Yeah. All right, Elliot, let's talk about yesterday and what's coming up. 8 days away from the draft, how we spoke yesterday and Nick. So we've been discussing today, where do you come down on the Eagles and their ability to draft well? So the last 4 years, their first two picks in each year have been hits. I mean, like they've gotten either they're stars or at least they've contributed a good amount to some winning football and championship football. Have they really figured this out? Because you remember the old days with Howie, even just 5-6 years ago, people said he couldn't draft. Now some people think he can't miss. Where are you on Howie as a drafter?
So I think the Eagles are just as good at talent evaluation now as they were back in the day. Like when they drafted Dillard, when they drafted Reagor, I don't think they have a better eye for talent now than they did then. So in that way, I don't think they've figured it out. But I think the difference between the Eagles now and the Eagles back then is if you're a rookie on this team coming in, it is so much easier for you to succeed because of the talent on the roster. Like when, right?
So it's not IQ always.
I do think one thing I've learned, I think at least from like, 12 years of covering the team, is the guys on the practice squad are still ultra talented. They just don't get the opportunity that the starters do. Obviously, the starters are better. But the point I'm making is like, everyone in the NFL is talented. Like Jalen Reagor is, top 5% in the world at football. But when Jalen Reagor got here, I don't think the Eagles were as well positioned to help a player like him as they are now. So I think these guys will get drafted next week. I think there will be players who are more talented than the guys the Eagles draft, but the guy the Eagles draft has a better chance of success because of where he goes.
Probably, but some of it has also been some luck, right? Like if you redraft last year, or just if they did it again the next night, Quinion and Cooper don't last to 22
and
40.
Well, I don't think that's I think actually none of that's luck.
Well, how is it not luck? If the player gets taken ahead of you, you can't take that player.
But then you could argue that's true of every pick besides the first pick in the draft. Like, there's no luck. That's just how it played out. Like, 21 teams passed on
fortunate. Quinion. They were fortunate then.
But I don't think that's fortunate.
Well, what is it?
I think it's just how it played out. 21 teams made a mistake not 21, but you get my point. Like, a lot of teams passed on Quinion, and that was poor evaluation by them. And the Eagles did benefit from that, but I don't think that's luck.
But if it didn't happen, the Eagles don't draft as good of a player. Like, it's nothing to do with the Eagles. Right, but besides actually calling in the pick, the Quinion had to be on the board for them. If Quinion's not there,
right,
it's the same Eagles.
But it's not like they randomized 21 names prior. Like teams went and made the selection.
Sure. So let's go to Cooper then. He shouldn't have been the 40th pick, right? Clearly, he's a first round player based on what we just saw last year.
Yes,
there's some luck involved.
But I think by you saying luck is involved, in my opinion, you're slightly diminishing what the Eagles did. Like, they were the team that took Cooper. They were the team that traded up for Cooper. They
absolutely.
Were the team that developed Cooper. Those other teams didn't luck out of not getting Cooper. They elected not to take Cooper.
I agree. But if the Eagles are just as smart if the team before them takes Cooper DeJean, but they just don't get Cooper DeJean. Like, have the Eagles gotten any better at this? Nor did they get a little bit more fortunate that a player that was really good just was there.
Well, but I think what you're talking to is the Eagles are better at this than other teams. So because of that, we can sit here and go, well, how did no one else take Cooper DeJean? Well, the Eagles took him because they're better at evaluating talent, but also you're looking at Cooper as a finished product. Like, I don't know if Cooper DeJean gets drafted by the Browns if we're sitting here and going, how in the world did he fall to 40?
Sure, but I think over the last few years, there's been quite a few times. I remember Nolan Smith, we were doing the draft show, Cooper, we're like, the best player on the board on TV is there when they pick. You know what I mean? Like, a guy that's not supposed to be there. Right. I feel like it keeps happening, and I hope it happens again. But I don't know, is that sustainable, that a guy that's supposed to be the 15th best player is there at 30?
See, but the reason I think what the Eagles have is sustainable is because it's not based on the player they draft. It's about when they get into the building, how it works
there. So you're kind of with Hugh that this is an infrastructure development thing more than Howie.
For sure. Yeah, I think I honestly think Nick Sirianni doesn't get enough credit. Like, how many players under Nick have reached their full potential?
A lot.
I mean, Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Jalen. I mean, all these guys have turned in career years.
Dickerson, Juergens.
And
yeah.
The rookies.
Yeah.
I don't think it's coincidence that since Nick has gotten here, these players are developing. And look, Stoutland deserves credit. Fangio deserves credit. Christian Parker.
Well, that's his staff.
The coaching staff. The coaching staff deserves credit.
All right, Elliot, after yesterday, what's your feeling on this? Like, if you had a guess right now, next Thursday night, we're doing the draft show. Three options. They trade up, they stay at 32, or they move back and we don't have a pick in round one. Like, what do you think is the most, like, if you had a guess right now, what would you say happens?
I think they are most likely to trade up. And I would say second would be stay put and third would be trade back. I think we have this idea that they'll trade back because they did it in 2018. Or, you know, after the 2017 season. So, 2018 draft. But they only had five picks in that draft.
And Lamar Jackson was there.
So, if there's no quarterback and, like, look, you never know what the offer will be. But if there isn't a quarterback, the Eagles don't need to go out and collect picks. They also have a ton of picks in next year's draft. So, I think the value of the fifth-year option in the first round does matter for a team that is, I don't want to say financially strapped, but it is more complicated than it's been in other years in terms of their money and who they have to pay. But I also think you heard Howie say it yesterday. If they don't have 32 first-grade players and first-round players in this draft, then I think that means they're more likely to trade up.
I felt that, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's a trade-out
thing. Same thing with that.
I felt that too, and it was kind of weird because I thought he would give an answer like, "Hey, we think we're going to get a good player where we pick." He didn't say that. He said we don't have 32 first round grades, which is
true. I think he's just being honest.
I know, but this is in this lying season. Like, he chose to be honest yesterday.
Well, I also think that the whole thing with this is, I guarantee you, if they draft a player in the first round, like, they will say they had a first round grade.
Of course,
on
they're going to say he was one of the 16 or 17.
It's subjective, right?
Yeah, he will say that too.
Yeah,
but I do.
Well, you have Super Bowl syndrome.
I do not have Super Bowl syndrome.
Everyone hears it.
I am.
Well, what's wrong with Super Bowl syndrome?
I have clear and concise vision.
Because when you have Super Bowl syndrome, you're not seeing things as clear because you're clouded by the Super Bowl.
I'm not. I gave you some strong reasons, even though, you know, Jamal talking about I'm gray area Hugh.
Well, you are. You are.
I gave you strong reasons why I felt the way that I felt.
Accountability lacks in Super Bowl syndrome.
See, but I would counter.
There was a caller in the morning show today that said the Eagles could draft a truck driver from Philadelphia with the 32nd pick, and they would be good with it.
It's out of control.
That's Super Bowl syndrome.
But let me ask you this.
I don't have that.
But just to play devil's advocate a little bit here, I think you guys have, like, overly critical syndrome. Like, they are.
I don't even know what I'm critical about.
They win, like, 80% of the games they play. They made two Super Bowls in 3 years. They won a Super Bowl. They won two Super Bowls in 7 years. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they drafted a truck driver. That would right? But in all seriousness, they drafted a rugby player who had never played the game.
In the seventh round.
Yes.
Overcritical syndrome.
But I'm saying, I think you're attacking Hugh, which is nothing new.
They
here.
Attack me every day.
Yeah, it's unfair. You're calling it Super Bowl syndrome. At what point is it just they deserve the benefit of the doubt?
Benefit of the doubt's different than blind faith, though. Like, I think
there's
we can still
there's
analyze critically the moves that they make in the future without just saying, "Well, they won the Super Bowl, so this is fine." They can still fail.
I agree with that, but I also think that we need to acknowledge it right now. They are clicking on all cylinders, and most moves they make, like, are working out.
Sure, but
they're the best organization in football.
It never is what it seems, though. Like, I could make the same case that when they drafted Jalen Hurts, everyone flipped out. It was a great pick. They might pick a player next Thursday that is a bad football player, and everyone's going to call on Friday and say, "I love it." That's where, just like in 2020.
That's the syndrome.
That in 2020, Jalen Hurts was a great pick, and 80% of this town said, "Fire Howie."
So
we just go too far with whatever we're in. We're happy now.
Right.
We're angry then.
I get that, but I think what I'm saying, though, is, like, they are operating at a level right now where the chances of the player they draft being a Pro Bowl player next week, are, like, high. Like, there's a...
Or regression to the mean is likely.
No, it's probably 50 to 60%.
that a player makes a Pro Bowl?
That the player they draft is really good.
Well, I would say 60% is a very high number.
Like, would you be confident to say it's above 50% they hit that pick?
I'll put it this way. I would be stunned if the player they pick next week is a bust. I would be stunned.
I wouldn't.
At 32?
They're due for one.
No, but you're saying they're due for one. That's not the way to look at my opinion. They are operating right now at a level where the players they plug into their system have such a better chance of success that the chance of it being a bust are so slim.
If Steph Curry makes 7 threes in a row, would you be stunned if he missed the eighth? I wouldn't. He's due to miss. Mm-hmm. He's a great shooter, but he's not going to make every shot.
I agree with that,
but the difference, in my opinion, is that is based off of one action, which is just shooting a basketball. This player is coming into a system.
There's a lot that goes on.
Yeah, there like a lot of things would have to fail in with their current structure.
I get it.
Yeah, like think if they draft a right guard, right? He's going to be blocking for Saquon. He's going to have Jalen at quarterback. He's going to be playing between Lane and Cam Jurgens. Like the chance of this player failing are so slim. So I think that would be where I would push back on calling it Super Bowl syndrome. But, like, if the guy they draft next Thursday has a very good chance of being a Pro Bowl player, and saying that is not Super Bowl syndrome. It's just the reality of where his team is.
Bryce Huff came into a system, and it didn't work out. It's not 100% hit rate.
It's not 100%.
And I think people operate under the assumption that it kind of is, or close to it, and it's not.
It's not 100%.
It's way closer to 50-50.
No, but I think it's way higher than 50-50.
I disagree. No.
How many players that start for them are bad?
Let's use Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis is not bad. Yeah. That wasn't a great pick at 13.
It wasn't a great pick, but he's not a bust.
Sure, but when you say it, that they're due for a bust.
I don't think they're due for a bust. I think you're looking at this in a flawed way. Like to compare it to Steph Curry.
So they'll never have a bust again.
No, they will. It will happen, but I would not bet on it.
I mean, you're right that
they're due in the way that they're not going to hit 100% on every draft pick for that. But where you're wrong is you're thinking it's going to happen this year.
No, I'm not.
You have no reason to think it'll happen other than just, maybe it'll happen.
No, but I think it's just as likely. Like, it's 50-50. It's the
32nd. It's not 50-50, though.
But it is.
I think it's more like 80-20.
So the Eagles math trumps NFL math. Is that what we're saying now? Like the history of the draft.
I'm saying it's not syndrome. The way they are drafting right now, why in the world would you think it's 50-50?
Because the 32nd pick has about a 50% chance of being a good
player. There's just a law of averages at some point.
Okay, but I think the average of the 32nd pick over the history of the NFL is a borderline meaningless stat.
Wait a second. That's the best team in the league. Like, think about that pick. Now, sometimes people trade in. It could be the Browns.
The Chiefs drafted Clyde Edwards-Helaire at 32.
Right, the best team
typically
drafts.
And they have the best operation going in football.
You just said the Eagles were the best organization.
Right, but it's debatable between the team that is a dynasty right now. I mean, we can be honest about things, right?
Yeah, no, the Chiefs are unbelievable. I think a player that goes there is a good chance to succeed, right?
Well, sure.
But for what it's worth, the Chiefs have not been a great drafting team. The Eagles have been a great drafting team.
Now, but 4 years ago, people didn't think that. Like, what I mean is
But why does 5 years ago matter more than the last 4 years?
But it all matters.
Yeah,
even
it's the totality.
It's like a kid that gets three A's, but they got three C's before that. They're a B student.
The syndrome is weighing this more than all of it.
Was Nick Sirianni even in the head coach 5 years ago? No, right? This will be his fifth year coming up. So why does Doug Peterson's staff in 2020 impact how you feel about the chance of
this? It's Howie Roseman, though.
But I'm saying the infrastructure that the right, but Howie making the pick is somewhat a small part of this. Like, it is a part of it, clearly. But once that player gets in the building, they have set it up where this guy can succeed. Yeah. So I get your point, they're not going to hit on every one. But to say 50-50, I think is just, like, almost completely ignoring what's happening down there.
But
I think
Doug's teams also did win a Super Bowl and had a pretty good structure in place.
We're just assuming the Eagles have figured out something that no one has ever really figured out for a long period of time. Teams have great runs. The Patriots had some great runs drafting the Chiefs. But, like, no one does this in the draft for 10 years.
But
nobody.
I don't think they've figured it out. I think that they are clicking on all cylinders right now. And you're by saying it 50-50, you're somewhat assuming that is going to fall apart and next year. And I don't think that's going to be the case. So in 5 years from now, maybe 50-50 or even less than 50-50. But this year, I think it's like 80-20.
But it's also an inexact science. Like, did the Patriots get dumb, or did they just eventually made some picks that didn't go their way? I don't know.
Well, the Patriots fell apart too.
Right. But they were great at something and then they fell off at some point. This happens to every team in the NFL. Look, they could hit next week and I think they very well might. I'm just saying
But if you're saying it's 50-50, then you don't think it's very well. Like, you don't think they very well might if you're saying it's 50-50.
Well,
you think they have a
50-50.
Yeah, but that's not you don't have confidence going into the pick. No one would say you have confidence in a 50-50 outcome.
I do not have confidence they're going to pick a player that is going to be like Quinion again. Like, that.
Why? Because they just did it.
Because how often do you get a Quinyon Mitchell that is that good in his rookie year and helps you win the Super Bowl?
Well, they've
done it
the last 4 years.
I understand, but that to me is why I was annoyed at free agency, because I think they think they figured this out. Like, screw the free agents, we're going to draft our way to championships.
To go back to the Steph thing, if he made 7 straight threes, right?
Yeah.
Would you bet he would make the 8th?
No.
I think that'd be foolish.
I think that's a good spot to bet that he won't. Actually,
that's where you bet
he could miss. But the point I'm making
is where you fade him.
But the only argument you have is he could. There's no real reason to think the pick will fail next week.
But that's just reality.
It's not reality.
Well, it is. No, that he could miss a three is absolutely reality.
It's reality he could. It's reality he could. But the reality is not that the pick is likely or 50-50. The reality is the pick is likely going to be a very good player. That is the reality of the world we're living in.
I don't think it's likely.
Well, you have no reason to counter. So
well, we just gave
it's the 32nd pick in the draft. It comes at about a 50% hit rate. That's the pick.
But you're looking at the history of the league. Because that is less relevant than this current
it's
situation.
More. No, it's not. It's a larger sample.
But it's irrelevant to what we're talking about now.
Why?
Because if you told me over the next 10 or 20 years what the hit rate would be for 32, then I think your information is relevant. But what we're talking about is the player that will be selected at 32. We know the team he's going to. We know the setup. Like, your thing is based off of just averages of a billion situations.
But again,
we're talking about a situation we know the outcome of.
Right, but most of those teams were the best team in the league, and they only hit 50%. Like, the team that picks 32 just won the Super Bowl, right? Again, I know they could trade in and out.
You can just say it, yeah.
Right, so they're only hitting 50%. Why would the Eagles now hit at 80?
Because the Eagles have hit at 80%, if not 100%, over the past 4 drafts.
So I'm to believe something is so inherently different than the Howie of 6 years ago. Nick?
Yes, I think the Eagles are very different than they were 6 years ago. Also, I would say, when's the last time you saw a roster as talented as this roster? Offensive line, receiver, running back, quarterback.
Right.
So I think that factors in as well.
Sure, but I mean, Kyle brought up a good one. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The Chiefs are really good. Andy's
but
really good.
The difference between the Chiefs, in my opinion, is the Chiefs really don't have special skill players. They have Mahomes, Kelsey, and Reed.
But they have the best offensive coach in the league. Shouldn't that be the structure in place to get the most out of a talented player
structure
that goes in the first round?
The structure to help a player is not scheme, right? The structure to help a player...
Partly.
No, it's part of it, but I think the bigger part of a structure is, are they coaching them throughout the week? Are they getting extra reps to develop, right? Do they have someone in the building that is dedicated to helping this player adjust to the NFL?
Why wouldn't every team think they have that?
The Eagles are hitting at a higher rate.
But the Chiefs, though. Like, the Chiefs aren't just some scrub team. Like,
no,
every
not.
Team
they're
obviously
great.
Thinks what they're doing is the best.
But would you say the Chiefs are a good drafting team?
No, that's
okay,
the point.
Okay, so then why are we using them as an example? Well, they're a great team, but they're not good at drafting.
But
the Eagles are good at drafting.
But they have been just for a few years.
But that's like...
It's not like they always have been.
It's like saying...
We've seen a large sample size with the same guy who... There was a sign across the damn river, Elliot. The sign across
there
the river.
Was. Things have changed. I don't know what you want me to say.
I know, but that's
Jalen
the point.
Rager in the first round.
Yes, but I don't get why you're using older information to inform your current
It's
opinion.
All of the information.
But you are leaning on less relevant information.
Not necessarily. We're
I don't
just using all of
the,
it.
The
I think leaning
30...
too far on the most recent is the syndrome.
I didn't say 100%, but for you to say
But the syndrome is some people are.
Okay, so if you have a student that gets a bunch of C's for a while, then gets a bunch of A's, and you say, what do you think is going to happen next? I'd say a B is probably on the way.
So
it's a B student.
But I would also argue that if he's getting A's now, you can look and say he is a better student than he was when he was getting the C's.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. But have we gone so far?
Yeah, better, but it's not a guaranteed
but
A.
But that's not a syndrome. I feel like you guys are diminishing.
Well, that's
no,
you.
Well, I think you're not understanding what the syndrome actually is. Because
I think you're not having a syndrome.
I have.
He keeps it real.
I keep it a B.
He has.
Every day.
I think to say
he can't realize the syndrome he has.
I think to say that the idea that you trust the Eagles more in this draft because of the recent success is fine. That's not the syndrome. The syndrome is whatever they do, I'm fine with it.
See, I
never said that though. I just want to say because y'all over here saying I got the syndrome.
Well,
I never said that.
You expressed
other
seriously.
Symptoms. Yeah.
No. You said that was one of the symptoms, and I don't express though. I don't have.
No.
Those.
No. Yeah. One of them.
No, see, you changed.
You have other symptoms.
No, I gave you concrete evidence of why I feel the way that I feel.
There's no evidence.
See, y'all, how they like to move along?
So, they have the syndrome. I don't know what to call it, but they
you,
are
you did call
they
it,
are openly
like,
hating.
Debbie Downer
just,
syndrome.
Yeah, exactly.
Truth Debbie
telling
Downer.
Syndrome.
What hating?
The Debbie Downer syndrome is a good way to put it.
That's a Debbie Downer syndrome.
It's not Debbie Downer, it's reality. Debbie Downer is the reality of the situation.
Y'all are always looking for something bad to happen.
Me and Hugh are living in reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just attacking it from all angles.
What reality are you looking
at? The reality of this team has hit on every pick in the first three rounds for the past 4 years.
Yeah,
so why,
I know.
Why are we being overly optimistic to say it'll probably happen again? Well, what's the syndrome there?
Debbie Downer.
The syndrome is the guy saying that if they draft a freaking truck driver. Yeah. It's like, can we have opinions on what you think the Eagles should do and what we think is best for the team now?
The funny part is we did this twice already, and they've gone backwards each time. But this time it's going to be different.
So I agree. Now, that's a different discussion. I do agree with you on that, right? But ultimately, if I had to place a bet on if the pick at 32 is going to be a hit, I think it is a better than 50-50 odd.
So, all right. So that's fine. My position is, I think it's very unlikely they get the impact in year one out of these first two picks this year they have in the last few years, and it's going to hurt next year's team.
Why
and
do you think it's less likely?
Very unlikely.
Why?
Because the odds say it doesn't happen.
So at 22, you feel like, okay, that could happen. But at 32, there's no shot.
No, I didn't say there's no shot. But this offseason, they lost a lot of talent, right? We got to hit this. But they've lost a lot of talent.
I'd push back on that too, but go ahead.
They have lost a lot of talent, okay. And their way of filling those holes is going to be through the draft, right? This is the biggest asset they're going to use the entire offseason. They didn't sign anyone of note, right? I like Ojulari The odds of that player having the impact of their number one free agent from a year ago or the number one draft pick is so slim.
But I disagree.
It just is.
But we just saw Quinion do it. We just saw Quinion and their second round pick, who was drafted later than 32, do it.
But we just saw the Zach Bond thing happen. Like, what's the likelihood that just because they did it most recently, that's going to happen
again? Like, Aziz Ojulari is going to be this year's
Bond?
The
last thing I'll say is what you guys are missing is you're using information that's relevant to other teams. The Eagles are operating right now where we could have confidence that the way they're operating, they're going to hit
this is Super Bowl syndrome.
It's the infrastructure.
I think you guys have
the Eagles aren't so far above everyone that we can't question everything.
They won the championship game in the Super Bowl by 50 total points.
That's great.
What else would you define so ahead of everybody?
The NFL's not set up like that. You don't continue to stay above everyone just because you were.
But
the league brings you back.
But I think there it is. Okay.
They're already back. They're not as good as they were on that day.
Look, I appreciate you guys trying to present the argument to keep us all honest, but I think
that's what we're doing.
No, we're not trying.
The Super Bowl syndrome thing, I think, is incorrect.
Oh, it's out there. All right, Elliot.
Maybe they'll draft a truck driver and we'll find out.
Well, you and I both know what the truth of this is, right? What will test this city to see if no matter what Howie does it, it's fine.
Take a quarterback.
Quarterback. Mm-hmm. That's it. And we'll find out next week.
The syndrome thing hits a nerve with people.
I know,
I've
of picked course.
Up. Q, Elliot.
Yep. I don't hit a nerve. I'm just trying to understand why can't you see my vision?
You crash out when we say this.
215-592.
I think you're missing your opinion skewed as well.
But Jamal hurt my feelings.
He got you. 215-592-949. For your phone calls on all this and another clue for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillia, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We appreciate Elliot being here with us. That segment ran a little bit later than typically does.
A little long.
That's on me. I got caught up in the argument, the back
and
forth.
It was a good argument, though.
Well, it was. I mean, he's got some syndrome, but that's okay. It happens.
That's how you just explained it. Oh, he's been touched.
Got a touch of the syndrome. It happens.
Various symptoms.
Yes, he
of
does.
The syndrome.
And doesn't admit he has it, but yeah. That's okay. It happens to the best of us. Hugh has it. A lot of people do. A lot of people have it.
There's also degrees of the syndrome.
Yes, you could be, you need to be put in a solitary or away from everyone else so you don't spread it. You're not quite there yet.
You're
signs.
You just have the syndrome. You got the Super Bowl syndrome. Oh, that's not it. I have vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Missed eight leg parlay over here. That's all I got to say.
Weren't you losing one of your contacts in the middle of the break?
I did. Anybody that wear contacts, the worst thing in the world is when one of them goes squirrely. And you're trying to get it right without actually taking it out because you're not equipped to take it out. Yeah, but I got it right.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
Yeah,
literally.
I saved it.
215-592-9494. We'll get to the latest on Dallas Goedert, who's still here, by the way, even though no one expects him to be
he
here.
He won't be here next week.
He probably won't. We'll get to that coming up. Your phone calls. But Hugh, before we go back to Lions and all this stuff, Eagles draft, syndrome, the Jordan Davis thing, and of course, good Phillies win last night. Hugh, you didn't think you'd get to the third clue.
I didn't think I was going to get to my third clue.
Four pack of tickets to give away to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party next Thursday night at the Link. Doors open at 7 p.m. Hugh, give the people a third clue.
Hey, this is a good clue, y'all. Now, listen up. It can be long or short. It can be thick or thin. It could be white, brown, black, or even yellow.
Excuse me? You really think you're funny for that one?
Yeah, I do. I do.
A lot of girth.
I do. Now everybody's thinking about, wait a minute.
What?
This is a radio show.
This is a family show.
How about that D, baby?
Oh, my God.
Because y'all mind in the gutter.
Well, I mean.
Oh, nasty individual.
My goodness gracious. All right.
To be fair to the guessers and Hugh with his clues, we had an entire segment right there where nobody got
to guess because
we were yelling at Elliot.
Yeah. So. That's true. Yeah,
so I wanted to let you off the hook.
Should I give him the rest of the clue?
No.
Let that one marinate a little bit.
Yeah.
Plus, we have that audio now. You sang all those things.
Yeah, you're in trouble with that.
We're gonna use that audio a lot.
Listen up.
Yeah.
That's a good guess, though. I think somebody's good. The next person's gonna get it.
I would hope so. Otherwise, you're gonna have to repeat those words again. Mark in Delaware. What's up, Mark?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good, Mark. What's going on?
So I actually thought, Joe, you might have been on the right thing, but now I'm on Hugh's side because after listening to Elliot, I don't think the Eagles are just getting lucky.
So I don't think that, Mark, I don't think they're just getting lucky. Some of this, you make your own luck. I mean, they did acquire that pick from the Saints, which they eventually were able to turn into Jalen Carter, right? They had an extra pick in the draft. That's making your own luck, but The luck involved is that Jalen Carter, we all knew, was probably the best player in the draft. And unfortunately for him and other people involved in that, he had off-the-field issues. And a few teams said, nah, we're not going to take him. And he fell to 9. Like, that's where the luck is. But to your point, they made their own luck by having a top 10 pick for him to fall in their lap.
Yeah. And on the other thing that you had said, Joe, was you said something about, like, how lucky or, you know, what's the chances of hitting again on, like, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the chances any year on hitting on number 21 or 22, whatever Quinyon was, and then, you know, your second round pick?
Not great. Yeah, like less than 50%, right?
Right. So I'm going to go what Elliot and Hugh were saying. It must, you know, have to do with the coaching and the system that they're in.
Infrastructure.
Yep.
All right, let's go off that for a second. Because if Elliot's right, and you're right, and you guys are all right, then I soon expect them not to pay players. I'm serious. I'm not. Why am I paying all these players if I have created a system where I can develop stars? Because Quinyon and Cooper played like stars last year. If I could develop stars, why would I pay guys second contracts? Like, let's just use Cooper for an example. If they really have found a system here where they can identify smarts and traits and put them in here, they get coached up and they play well, in 3 years, I would say, see you, Cooper. I'm going to draft the next Cooper.
Well, I think, to your point, Joe, You identify the guys, because in the NFL, you're always looking to get better.
Yeah.
So if, say, for instance, since we're using Coop, say Coop plays well for you, but you find somebody that plays the same way Coop does, but he's a lot more talented and he's a lot more versatile, then you can move on from a guy like that. Because in the NFL, you have to remember one thing. They're always looking to draft your replacement. And if they can find that replacement that's cheaper than you, then, yeah, you're right. They are going to do that because of the way the league is going. Quarterbacks eat up most of your draft.
Right, of course.
They eat up most of your – they eat up –
salary
I
cap.
Should have said draft. The salary. They eat up most of your salary.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the way the NFL is going. That's why he is – that position is the absolute most important position on the football field.
Mark, I am open to this possibility that they have created an infrastructure where they're good draft picks and they look better because the coaches and maybe what they're doing. I'm open to it. I got to see more of it to believe it fully, though. Go ahead, Mark.
Yep. No, I totally agree. So,
all right. What's your guess? Hugh's clues. What are you thinking?
I was going to say donuts until Hugh's last clue, but now I'm going to say how about a loaf of bread?
A loaf of bread.
That's a good
Mark,
guess.
Mark, good guess. Not it, though. All right.
It does fit some of that
it
description.
Does fit, yeah. A very interesting description.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it comes in, you know, all different colors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Shapes and sizes.
Long, short.
And, yep.
Yeah, shortbread. It can be long or short. It can be thick or thin. It could be white, brown, black, or even yellow. Couldn't wait to play that.
I mean, that's going to get a lot of run on this show. Let's go to Dave, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Dave? Dave, back on hold. Tom in Abington. What's up, Tom?
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Tom, what's going on?
What it do, bad clue sinker to my shoe?
You got a twofer this week.
Yeah. The sinker to my one's a home run.
I'm feeling it, Lamont. I'm feeling it. Before I get into it, Elliot just came on your airwaves and told a big old lie.
What did he lie about?
All right, well, listening to Brett, Isaiah, and John Fritz in the afternoon yesterday, they revealed that the Malachi scoop was actually by one Jeff Mosher before him.
So this was a recycled scoop, and he didn't even share it with us.
Mm. That's right. So if he came on the airwaves with breaking news, he'd be a liar.
So I get it now. So
that makes sense.
He wanted to put it out there, but only so much. He didn't want to, you know, like really, really broadcast it. So that's why he avoided us instead of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So Hugh, he did that, and then he lied to us.
Is that right?
Yeah, oh, that's a shame. That's really.
I smell an investigation on the show.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna get investigated again.
Yeah, and
he'll be so nice to him next time.
Right now, he does not have our full support on this show for Eagles Insider of the Year for next year. Not right now. He isn't. No.
And I'm proud to have had a hand in it. Okay, so Howie Roseman has figured out the draft. So I want to get to your analogy with the students and the A's, B's, and C's, Joe, but before I do that, I forget who it was, but someone came on these very airwaves and was a roommate of Howie Roseman's in college. And he said that Howie Roseman was a nut for the draft then. He had, like, boards set up and everything.
I think that's on ESPN now.
I think it's Peter Schrager. Peter there.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's been at this a very long time, and we have just seen him morph into what it has become. Gentleman earlier, with his percentages in the 100% in the first two rounds of the last 4 years, I don't know what his percentage was before the last 4 years, but I'm sure it was way worse than that.
Oh, yeah, I could pull it up. It was. I mean, it's, some of those years it was like, you know, maybe 50-50, maybe less. I mean, some of those years was Barnett, Sidney Jones, Andre Dillard, Miles Sanders. Miles was good. Yeah. We had Rager and Hertz, so 1-1. So, yeah, it was probably around 40 or 50 before this.
Now, when you use your student analogy, I go back to when I was in nursing school 20-some years ago, right? Now, I didn't know how to take the tests that they were given, and I was struggling. And then my neighbor taught me how to take the tests, and then I breezed through because there was a certain way you had to go about it. And that's what we're seeing with Howie. He's just learned. So, yeah, he has figured it out. Sure, there's a little bit of luck involved, but there's a little bit of luck involved in everything.
Yeah, and to your point on time, I mean, most GMs aren't afforded, you know, 15 years. They get fired, right? They struggle, they get fired, and everyone moves on. He has been afforded more time than most GMs, so perhaps, yeah, that's part of it. He's figured out the formula here. All right, Tom, what's your guess?
Well, you know what? I thought I had it until that last clue, Hugh. I mean, you're out of control. I love it.
Wait a minute, Tom. That was a great clue.
Totally out of control. I mean, this is a family show.
Think about it. Tom, I'm give you a little help. Think about it before you give your answer. Just think about it.
Okay. Imagine, don't we just assume that everybody does that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'll go with a banana.
A banana, Tom. Tom, that's not a
yellow,
bad
black,
answer.
Brown.
I've never seen a banana.
I don't know
banana.
About the girth varieties.
Well, if you let a
you get the baby bananas. I forgot they call the itty bitty ones. Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Itty bitty.
Exactly, yeah.
If you let a banana ripen to the point of where it's like just for days and days and days, it will turn black. That can happen.
True.
Okay.
This is true.
I wasn't expecting that guess, but that works.
It's a creative but wrong guess.
It is totally wrong.
Creative,
yeah.
It's creative but wrong.
It's dead wrong, but it's a good guess nonetheless. All right, against my better judgment, Cowboy Jim is up. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Did someone tell me what hospital Tom from Abington works at as a nurse? Because I don't want to go there.
Well, you know what? I don't know where he works, but I'm not going to tell you even if I did. Why are you going to bother him at work?
Well, I don't want to end up with him, you know, taking care of me.
What airline do you work at?
Whatever, dude. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, when Hugh was... Joe, I need your help with Hugh about this.
Okay.
So Hugh was bad-mouthing the Jacksonville Jaguars about food, about diapers, about DUIs. Do you think Hugh's talking about himself?
DUIs? Who had a DUI?
Oh,
that's what you said.
Del Rio.
Help me get out of DUI.
Oh, you're talking about. I didn't really say. Did I say he had a DUI?
You said he got some trouble.
I didn't say. I wasn't specific. See, I don't think I was specific, but yeah, I was about to say something else. Yeah, Jack. Forget Jack. How about that? I almost forgot what I was saying for me.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you forget you're live on the air?
Why has Cy Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
Cowboy Jim caught me off guard, and I thought I was somewhere else.
Man, you got real comfortable. Go ahead, Cowboy Jim.
I love how you say, oh, the nutrition. The Eagles come on the airplane with a cheesesteak. Or a bag of Popeyes. Where's the nutrition?
That is one day. Jim.
One day.
When I was playing way back when, the rookies had to go get the chicken from Popeyes every road trip. That is a tradition. Gotta have the Popeyes.
Come on now, Jim.
That's the only time you eat it. And then on top of that, you're burning it off because you're gonna play the game Sunday.
Burning it off. Yeah. How much salt it is in that?
It's called a cheat meal.
Are you a nutritionist now, Jim? Is that what we're doing here?
Well, I'm just calling what I see.
I got you.
Listen, at 1:40 yesterday, you cowards had a pick on Emmitt Smith. Okay,
I was chewing on the air. It was totally disrespectful.
The greatest running back of all time.
Well, that's not.
Three
that's actually
Super Bowl champion.
Barry
Hall of
Sanders
Famer.
Is better. Jim Brown is better. I mean, come on now.
Hey, Kyle, how many rings do you have? And don't count.
That's
forward.
Enough, Jim. We got to cut that off right there. He's going to defend Emmitt Smith. I mean, the guy went on a radio show and chewed his way through it. It was a joke.
Yeah, no one cares.
He was chewing.
He took a second bite of whatever he's eating. Emmitt.
Sounded like a sandwich.
Yeah,
that must have been a good sandwich that you wanted to go on a rant about the Eagles, but you had to bite the sandwich
you
while you were
cooked bacon
going
on the air. I feel like you don't really have room to talk.
I mean, it's not the same thing, though.
Well, you disrespected your coworkers that day.
Oh, they were hot. Abe is still hot behind that. Like, to this day, Abe still is talks greasy to me on
yeah.
the regular.
Yeah, I think Emmitt needs to take lessons from you on how to do a good radio interview. Mm-hmm. Like, when you went on with the Carolina station, you buttered them up with the
See
whole
thing. Yeah, how they always go back.
Mention the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak
they
have been tomato cans.
They were not.
They were.
Objectively not. They played the Ravens.
they played them. Ravens had the ball for the whole third quarter, couldn't score.
The Ravens had the MVP of the league.
Yeah, they did. And what did the Eagles make them look like? Tomato can.
Because the Eagles were great.
not because they're a tomato can.
That's such a spin.
It's unreal.
You like that, don't you? Tomato can made it look like tomato can.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
You had your own little gaffe with your mouth full yesterday on the air anyway. So.
He's a good player. 17.5 sacks last year.
I like Trey.
This is what this turned into. See, that's what happens when I drop all this knowledge.
It's one of the
y'all can't handle it.
It's so good.
Try to diminish me.
You know what the best part is?
That's true.
None of this audio is doctored. This is all real.
try to diminish me.
He's a good player. 17.5 sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Yeah, that was bad.
I need them to trade for Trey Henderson during the draft so we can play that.
Can we lead a pass?
It was yesterday.
Never.
It was yesterday. It was yesterday afternoon. Let's go to Tom in Middletown. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. What's going on?
Hey, listen, thank you for inviting me to the den. I can't call it the living room because I've already been to someone else's living room.
Yeah, that's
there's only one living room.
That's Sunday morning.
Yeah, this is the den.
Yeah, so this is the den. So thank you for inviting me to the den.
Well, you're welcome. You're always invited here. Tom, what are you thinking today?
Now, Kyle, I thought we were tight, man. You put me on after Cowboy Jim.
Here we go.
Complaining. Yeah, that's on Kyle.
Do you want to get less tight? You can complain about how long you're waiting.
All right, well, listen, I'm gonna make you even madder. Because ESP made his voice loud and clear, man. He was on point with his opinions.
Well, but he has a syndrome. You got to take it with a grain of salt. He has Super Bowl syndrome.
One syndrome got to another.
Mm-hmm.
No, and listen, here's what I'm thinking, too. And you got to read into like what Howie said earlier. He said, let it come to you. You got to let that draft come to you. He's sitting at number 32. What's going to happen? He's going to read who's dropping, who's rising, and all that, and then he's going to make a splash later in like the mid first round draft. Okay, if he has a targeted player. If he doesn't have a targeted player and he's just looking to fill, you know, depth and stuff like that, then you sit at that. You don't give up your trade equity. I mean your draft equity, or you know, any kind of equity. Just sit where you are.
I agree. But, I mean, Tom, I totally trust Howie's process. He knows what he's doing to move around the board, understand other teams' value. But none of this means they're going to keep hitting star players every time they make a pick. Like, that's hard to do.
No, I understand that. And you had a previous caller. He was like pretty cool about it. He said that, you know, he reminds Howie like playing craps. I think of Howie playing Texas Hold'em and wearing those mirrored sunglasses, and nobody could read what he's thinking. I'm telling you, he's got something, and he's going to read the first part of the draft and see who drops, see who falls, and then he'll start making his moves. So I just think there's something that could be, or we stay status quo and we add depth because we do have the coaching staff that is able to develop players, and ESP was right on that. I mean, you can get a player at 32 and 50-50 shot, he's a Pro Bowler.
Well, yeah, and it's the chicken or the egg thing. Is Howie drafting better, or are they putting the same kind of draft picks into a better situation and they're better? I mean, no one knows the answer, but it's obviously worked out really well for them the last years. Go ahead, Tom.
And I don't think it's just all Howie. I think it's his staff. I mean, the scouts, the advisors, everything. Everybody interviews everybody. I mean, I just think they're getting good information now. We seem to be a class organization now. And we're not swinging and missing a whole lot.
Well, no, especially early on.
G.I. Joe say, knowing is half the battle.
There it is. We got a
Right. Now, I've got a guess for Hugh.
What do you got?
Now, he threw me off on the third clue.
Threw everyone off,
He had me on the first two, but okay. Now, and let me frame this a little bit. Okay, I eat salsa.
Work it out, Tom. You got this.
I eat BLTs. I use ketchup. And last week, Hugh referred to tomato cans a lot. So I'm going to say tomato.
Tomato's good, Tom. We appreciate it, but it's not it. Are there black tomatoes?
I'm Googling it right now.
Maybe if you left one out for a long time. I don't think there are black tomatoes. 215-592-9494.
Long tomatoes?
You can find a long tomato.
They're called. There are black tomatoes. They're called black beauty tomatoes.
Wow, I never seen one. Yeah. You can definitely have a long tomato.
Can you?
I've seen a long tomato. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, they're black beauty tomatoes.
They're what?
They're called black beauty tomatoes.
Black beauty tomatoes.
Rare black beauty tomato seeds. Mm. Yeah. I'm looking at them.
Tomato's a good guess. Not it, though. All right. Your phone call's coming up. Plus, you know what we do. Every single day at 1 o'clock. The Daily Mock at 1. That's next. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. During the NBA playoffs, we're at a FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. Join FanDuel today. You're going to start with $250 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many ways to bet your favorite player props. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for the chance to win big. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in all the NBA play-in tournament action. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.